Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jen Stevens' 28-Day Fast Start Day by Day, a book about actually starting intermittent fasting without it feeling like a punishment. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about fasting, or just give you a better game plan?
Hey there, Sam.
Honestly, it did both. I tried fasting before, but I always crashed and burned by day 3. This book made me realize I was doing it all wrong. It's not about willpower, it's about a gradual, structured approach that works with your body, not against it.
Yeah, that's the part that got me. She starts by saying, don't even try to fast for the first few days. Instead, she has you clean up your diet first, cut sugar, processed stuff, and artificial sweeteners. Just reset your taste buds and break the craving cycle before you even think about skipping a meal.
Right.
And that's so smart because if you try to do everything at once, change what you eat and when you eat, you're setting yourself up for failure. It's like she's lowering the barrier to entry. You're not failing at fasting if you're not fasting yet. You're just preparing your body for success.
Exactly. And then once you've got the food noise quieted down, she introduces the idea of a clean fast. This is huge. She says during your fasting window, only water, black coffee, and plain unsweetened tea are allowed. Nothing else. Not even a splash of milk or a zero-calorie sweetener, because those can spike insulin and break the fast.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, come on, a little creamer can't hurt. But then I tried it her way for a few days, and I honestly felt less hungry. The cravings faded faster. So she's right. A dirty fast is a slippery slope.
And the fasting schedule itself starts super gentle. She doesn't throw you into a 16-hour fast on day one. You start with a 12-hour fast, which for most people just means finishing dinner by 7 p.m. and not eating until 7 a.m. That feels almost effortless.
Then you gradually shrink the window. You go to 14 hours, then 15, and eventually to 16:8, an 8-hour eating window, and a 16-hour fast. The gradual approach lets your body adapt to burning fat for fuel. Those first few times you hit the 14-hour mark, you might feel hungry, but she says that hunger is a wave. It crests and then recedes.
And the way to ride that wave is to not panic and eat, but to drink water, distract yourself, and let it pass. Over the 28 days, those waves get smaller and less frequent as your body becomes fat adapted. That's the goal.
One of the most helpful parts for me was the troubleshooting section. She talks about the hangry feeling and explains that it's often an electrolyte imbalance, not true starvation. A pinch of salt in your water or some bone broth during your eating window can be a game changer.
And she addresses social pressure too. She gives you scripts for navigating dinners out and family gatherings. The idea is to own your choice, not apologize for not eating, and focus on the conversation rather than the plate.
There's also a great section on the psychology of breaking the 3 meals a day plus snacks dogma. She points out that we've been conditioned to think we need to eat constantly, but that's a myth. She introduces the science of autophagy, the body's cellular cleanup process that ramps up during a fast.
Yeah, knowing that fasting isn't just about weight loss, but about cellular rejuvenation is a powerful motivator. It turns the experience from deprivation into active healing.
And eventually she introduces the idea of OMAD, one meal a day. She doesn't force it on everyone, but for those who want to maximize the benefits, it's an option. And it's not about starvation. It's about eating one large, satisfying, nutrient-dense meal that keeps you full for 23 hours.
The whole book is really a masterclass in habit formation. It breaks down a monumental change into small, daily steps. And it's flexible. She gives you permission to listen to your body and adjust. If you have a bad day, you just start again the next day. No guilt, no shame.
And she's especially careful about women's hormones. She acknowledges that fasting can affect women differently depending on their cycle and menopause. So she suggests being more flexible with your windows or taking breaks at certain times. That nuance is crucial.
By the final week, you're consolidating and reflecting. The fasting feels more natural. The mental chatter about food has quieted. You've experienced the freedom of not being a slave to the clock and the pantry.
The ultimate takeaway for me is that intermittent fasting is not a punishment, it's a liberation. It frees you from constant eating, digesting, and craving. You eat because you're hungry, not because the clock tells you to. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. And honestly, this book gave me the confidence that I can actually do this, not as a struggle, but as a sustainable, empowering choice.
The 28-day fast start is just the key that unlocks the door. After that, it's your own journey. We'll see you in the next one.